It's time for Broken News, an allegedly humorous look at the news with Philip Habib.
Who's he?
I have no idea. I'm just the announcer. And now, here's Philip.
Well, hello. Well, hello there, and welcome to another exciting episode of Broken News. And did you hear the latest news? Donald Trump has updated his resume. That's right. It's now Donald Trump, Bible salesman. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? Donald Trump selling Bibles. That's kind of like Gandhi selling brass knuckles. Well, if you open the Bible, Donald Trump's his Bible, you'll find in all of them, it says, placed in this hotel by the Gideons. That must be it. That must be what they say, that the Bibles were placed in hotels by the Gideons. And you know, Donald Trump, you can imagine, has been in his fair share of hotels through the years, you know. And apparently, anytime, no matter where he is, Donald Trump, he's a big Bible reader, you know. Anytime he opens up the Bible, for some reason, he always opens it up to the section on Sodom and Gomorrah. So that shows, doesn't that tell you something? There's the power of symbolism for you. And, you know, you have to wonder, when he sells these Bibles, is he going to go through and in the Ten Commandments, is he going to erase the word not? You know, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery. Ah, adultery. That's why he's selling the Bibles to begin with, right? To pay off all he needs to raise money for the hush money case. The Stormy Daniels case. That's what it's about. Okay, now I get it. And so you have to figure, if Donald Trump were going to leave out sections of the Bible that he may not follow, then people are going to be spending a lot of money for his version of the Bible that's going to be the approximate size of a postage stamp. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks so much for joining me for Broken News. Hope you'll be back next time.